All right. It's time to get to the bottom of this because everybody's been upset with Jay-Z and Beyonce for sitting during the Super Bowl's national anthem. Jay-Z, usually quiet about things like this, has come up with an answer. And we'll see. You guys get to vote. You guys are the jury. You two and the people out there. And me too, because I was a little bit miffed about it.
Okay.
Jay-Z says that sitting through the national anthem at the Super Bowl was not a protest. It was simply two people hard at work. When Jay was asked if he remained seated to convey a signal, he quickly responded with, "It actually wasn't. Sorry." He said that they got to their seats and were laser focused on Demi Lovato's performance from a business standpoint. Jay added, "We immediately jumped into artist mode. I'm really just looking at the show. The mics start. Was it too low to start? When we went on to make a point about the difference between Colin Kaepernick's protest and his, he pointed out the fact that there was no need for any protest because our partnership with the NFL includes Demi's anthem, Yolanda Adams singing America the Beautiful, and the halftime show with Shakira and J-Lo. He said there was no need for a silent protest because we were making the biggest, loudest protest of all by selecting such a diverse group of artists to perform at this game. So I think the win is ours. We were just simply at work and not protesting at all."
No, you were lazy.
wait, I didn't ask you the jury yet.
All right, fine.
Jurors.
Yes.
Y'all are now able to kind of chat it out a little bit and figure out what your verdict is.
Here comes with why people
don't like.
You can text
888-429-0941 if with your vote on do we buy it, yes, or do we not buy it, no. Now you can go.
Go ahead.
We don't like certain elite people that act like this.
Oh!
Every single person in that stadium, including people in the boxes and club seats, everybody all the way sitting in the back, everybody stands for the national anthem.
But it's your right. Some people, don't.
Y'all aren't just anybody. You already know everybody's staring at you. You know the cameras are by you. You know the photographers are by you. And what really hit home for me was that your daughter was right next to you. So if it was one thing if it was, okay, I'm going to protest. But since that's out, he said it had nothing to do with that. So now that can't even be brought up anymore.
Right. He says he wasn't protesting. He said he was in business mode.
Okay. No, now you're just rude. You know what's good with business? Standing up and really taking a good look at what's going on, because you can get a better look at everything by standing up and seeing what the hell's going on with the lights and the mic stand and how her voice is in the setup.
Okay. I disagree.
Okay.
Initially, I was like, man, Jay, you too woke, bruh. Like, you know, stand up and show some respect. But putting myself outside of that space, I believe what he said. This is a huge look for him, and I could see how you could get laser focused. This is an investment. This is something that you've been working on for a long time, and I could see him getting in artist mode. And on top of that, Jay-Z, to me, has never really been one of those people that do something and take it back. Usually, Jigga, he owns his actions. And with that being said, and a history of him doing that, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to believe him on this
one. He's lazy. They didn't want to say it. I've been there. I'm like, I don't really want to stand up right now. I'm like, but you do. You just do. You stand up.
I mean, we got text coming in, 888-429-0941.
Before we read that, Orlando, we want to know what you think, too.
Yeah.
Don't just glance over that.
I mean, I was going to the jurors. I mean,
you're part of the jurors.
I believe Jay was focused on the show. I do that. But I also know that you can focus on the show standing up. You still hear the same speakers. Mm-hmm. Like, I can still hear if your microphone's too low if I'm standing up. And I know if I'm standing, you know, like you mentioned her daughter, if you believe you shouldn't be standing and you're protesting against something that this family believes in, then by all means, the daughter should sit with the family.
That's
because we
thing.
Don't stand up for this because we don't stand for that. But if you're just in work mode, your daughter isn't working. Your daughter's being taught that as an 8-year-old or 9-year-old girl, you stand up for the anthem like they do in school. Unless you're doing something else,
I don't know if you're.
If my daughters are there and I'm focused on Wild Splash and the national anthem is being sung, my daughters are up with their hands.
Yeah, but if you're
and people are watching you,
The watching part, I'm not really worried about, but I do get it because I mean we do things right because we know we're in public eye. But I'm saying if I'm with my daughters, I'm just imagining, if I'm with my daughters and the national anthem's on and I'm focused on whatever it is that's my job, my daughters who do it in school would do what they do in school. They would stand up and put their hand on their over their heart and pledge allegiance to the flag. Unless I tell them, no, we're not doing that because there's another reason. That's the only thing that's in my head. I'm not saying Jay's lying, but right. I'm just saying you asked me about how I view it, and that's how I view it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if Jay was so immersed in the actual performance of it, maybe he wasn't thinking, hey, this is a teachable moment for my daughter. And in her daughter, there's 1,000 things going on in that box. Maybe they were, you know, that wasn't the prime focus for a little 8-year-old girl.
Nah, I mean, listen, the other part is when we have shows and stuff, you usually have, because I mean, I didn't see Jay. Jay was sitting there. I didn't see him with a radio to somebody to say, hey, you need to fix the mic or whatever. Like he wasn't a part of the production crew.
Mm-hmm.
The people who were working in production were standing down there moving stuff. And
he was watching what was happening.
You know, he was sitting in the seat. He was enjoying the show.
With his kids.
And I mean, and I don't mind that because we do that with every concert we do. We were like, we want to be in the cheap seats. We want to make sure how the audience sees it. We see it. I get that. But I just, you know, if I put on a thing with a pastor who's preaching, like a gospel thing with Yolanda Adams or whoever, if the pastor, and I'm paying the pastor, if he says, let us pray, I might be paying you and I might want to know if your mic is working, but I'm going to stand up for this prayer.
Yeah.
I'm going to bow my head for this prayer. I'm still the guy in charge and I'm listening and my mic's mind is working, but I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some reverence.
I understand that, but I think there's still somebody behind the scenes who's in totally immersed in work mode and running and oblivious to the prayer, the anthem, and I think Jay just was just focused on the performance.
But should you do that out of respect?
You got a yes, Meredith, and then you got a, hey, I support Jay-Z, ask Meredith, did she stand up?
Did I stand up during, I wasn't home during that time.
I was
actually driving, so.
I stood up because I was in the liquor store.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I was. When it started, I was like, damn, they started already? Because I didn't know the game started so early because we had just left Jason's house, the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was started. I was in the liquor store and we stopped and we put everybody in there, put their hand on their heart.
Yeah.
And you know, I was holding a bottle of liquor, but I damn sure had my hand across my chest. Somebody said as a disabled veteran, that has to live the rest of my life in pain for defending the country. And that flag that you stand for, it was there. Wait.
It was a 100-year-old.
My screen just refreshed. Wait.
The flag that you stand for, it was a 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman in attendance that night. That man served in World War II, in the Korean War, in Vietnam. You stand for him and every other service member.
Oh, I think they're speaking of the Tuskegee Airmen that was at the Super Bowl as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's
you
many.
You stand
many
for
things,
him and every other
and everybody
service
else,
member.
Other service member as well. So I mean, there you know, there's different takes on it. We wanted to share it because we did mention the story, and Jay-Z actually gave a response, which sometimes he doesn't. So the fact that he gave a response, we wanted to make sure we at least gave that part of the shine too. I don't think he was trying to lay out a big protest. I just think that they've hit a level where they don't remember when they brought their own champagne to something that was sponsored by Moët.
That was
the Screen Actors Guild Awards.
Yeah, that was like a couple weeks ago.
You know, right. And we were like, yo, they those rich people who don't really care what you think because they don't have to care. Mm-hmm. He's a billionaire.
Yeah, you just bring your own.
So I think they've gotten to the point where they're just like, we're not doing for what people think mm-hmm. anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's see, you got to watch to see all of the comments. Someone called him immediately after and he was caught off guard. He didn't do anything intentionally. I didn't say he did, man. I'm giving opinions. Jeez.
I'm just saying.
Jay-Z and the national anthem, please. Has he ever rode a bike? Eye-leg coordination, very possible. It takes a huge focus to ride a bike. Jay-Z is full of blank. He could have done his business standing up like he does every day.
And I get why people are saying, this is America, you don't have to, you know, stand up. I totally understand that. My point of view is that you just want to show respect. And since people do know who you are and you are part of the NFL, that you should set an example. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody got their opinion about it. We wanted to get Jay's out there to let you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.